Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial, right here in Silicon Valley. This is a show where we talk about retirement planning and help you with all the concerns in retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And you know, here we are in 2021, time for a fresh start and maybe some do-overs. So we certainly want to make it a better year than last year. And one way to do that is to get ahead on planning for your taxes. And you've heard Eric talk about this before. That's going to be our topic today. Also, we're going to learn about you and your behavior when it comes to finances. Here's the phone number to reach out to us, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. And you're going to hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. This is something that Eric has basically designed for retirees. It can help you make up a plan, a blueprint for your retirement. You can get this complimentary by reaching out to us at 800-454-1184. Also, get a copy of his book. Eric is an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth. So you can ask for that as well, 800-454-1184, and find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, great to be here with you again.
Yeah, well, it's good to kick off the new year here, and you know, we've got a lot of changes that have happened. I mean, obviously, like this weekend here, we're celebrating Martin Luther King, who had a dream, and unfortunately, as we've seen, the dream's been pretty ugly last year. So,
yeah.
not only just all the COVID stuff, but you know, then people rioting, you know, stores, federal buildings, state capital, all these places, and you know, attacking politicians versus just voting. So let's hopefully everybody gets back to being civil and being nice, and you know,
right.
We can get on with just trying to get the economy back working after hopefully everybody gets the vaccine, which my guess won't be until late summer. So hopefully this fall will be good. But obviously, anytime we get a new president, without fail, there's always a new tax law.
Yes.
And so at least the last three out of the last 4 years, the tax law was always passed right, you know, all these big tax changes were right around Christmas time. I mean, it literally took them all year to get it done. We'll have to see if this year is any faster or not. But yeah, pretty much I think for most people, you're safe for 2021 tax-wise. But for 2022, yeah, there will be changes. And so now may be the time to, you know, take some action, not for your 2020 taxes, which you're going to have to file pretty soon, right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about that's tax reporting. We're talking about tax planning, meaning what changes should you make now for 2021 so you don't have to have a bad situation come next, you know, January, February, March, when you're doing your taxes for 2021, hopefully they'll be a lot better off. And that's really the goal for today's talk.
Right. And now tax season is coming, and you just mentioned that. Explain again the difference between getting our taxes prepared and tax planning, because we're not talking about getting our taxes prepared.
No, not at all. And so I always like to equate it to, you know, when you see the 11 o'clock news or whatever one you watch, and they're talking about the bank or the jewelry store robbery. And, you know, they're saying, well, okay, here's what was taken. Here's what happened. And they're just reporting the facts, right? That's tax reporting. That's tax preparation. Mm-hmm. You know, that's saying what already happened. This is just, it's basically like for that jewelry store owner filling out the claim form for his insurance, right? And the police reports, there's nothing you can do about it pretty much then. It's all too late because it's already happened. Really what we're talking about when we're talking about tax preparation would be, okay, how do you get a better alarm system? How do you get bars on the windows? Or how do you prevent that robbery from occurring in the first place? And that's tax planning. And that's what we're talking about for 2021. Why would you want to do it so early in the year? Well, because then you're not messing stuff up, right? Because if you're putting money in the wrong accounts and you figure this out in December, you know, it's too late. It's already happened. And so that's why we want to try to fix things now. And even for people who are retired, it's even more critical, because if you're retired, then where you get your money for 2021 to live on is very critical because it depends on which bucket of money you take it out. Is it taxable, tax-free, tax-deferred? You know, all these types of monies that we all have, you know, which bucket are they going to take it out of and how big is the tax? So, you know, one of the things we've actually set up here is we actually have a way for you can just text in a word and get a report, get a link to a report, or one will email you. You know, and so all you have to do is text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S. So just text the word taxes to 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184. Just text the word taxes and we're not going to spam you out or anything. We'll just send you the link right away. Or if you just want us to email you or send it to us, we can just say, send me the report and we'll send that to you. Again, so all you have to do is text the word taxes to 800-454-1184.
And their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Eric is here to guide you with everything that we always talk about on our show. He can take you through his blueprint to worryless wealth, and it will cover all these different areas. One of them is planning for tax strategies in retirement. So again, wealthcreatorradio.com, that's their website. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. And Eric, you know, when you and your team get together and help your clients with tax planning, tell us how you do that. Do you bring in a professional to help with this part of the blueprint to worryless wealth?
Well, we are actually tax professionals, so I'm licensed to do taxes, and then also we have an enrolled agent on our staff who can also do taxes. So, you know, the great part there is we've got a lot of tax advice, and you know, one of the things that kind of drives me nuts is when financial advisors say, "Oh, well, you know, we don't give you tax advice, but we're going to talk about, you know, your 401ks, your capital gains, your you know, all this stuff." So they're going to talk to you constantly about tax-related items, but they're not going to do, you know, any tax planning for you. And it's like, what? You know, how does this make sense, right? And yeah, so that's really what we're talking about is you know, how do you incorporate this? And so one of the things that we you know, that we do a lot was you know, just here at the year end, was we were doing a lot of year end Roth conversions, because you know, Roth conversions, a way to pay the tax now and then have that money be tax free for the rest of your life, those are good to do often at the end of the year if you don't know what your income is going to be. So for a lot of people that maybe had, you know, not as much work because of COVID and all this stuff, it was a great time frame to be doing some of those conversions. You know, also, if you know what your income is going to be roughly, or I've got a client that's retiring here in February and they're going to live abroad once they're able to go abroad to live. And, but he's already going ahead and, you know, stopping work here. And so we know his income's going to be a lot lower this year. So we're already going to go ahead and do some Roth conversions today, because now we've got the whole rest of the year for that money to grow tax, you know, on the tax-free side of the world. And so, you know, there's different ways they'll be looking at it. But, I mean, that's just one aspect of taxes, right, is just Roth conversions. How do you take the money out without getting too hit? Where is that Medicare tax? That's one thing that most people don't even know about. If you're over 65, your income is going to affect your Medicare premiums. And actually, if you're over 63 is when it starts affecting your Medicare premiums before you're on Medicare, because they use your income from 2 years earlier. So when you're 65, they're going to use your income from when you were 63. So yeah, so there's a lot of stuff to be looking for. And this is stuff that, you know, a lot of software programs aren't going to help you with.
Right.
So there, you know, that's why you need somebody who really knows all these little gotchas there. That's why we created the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. Again, we're going to continue for 2021, not charging a fee for this planning. We want to get people that get this information. So just give us a call. The phone number here is 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we'll be right back.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
We're so glad to have you here today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm. Financial experts have said that there's this thing called behavioral factors that could influence our financial decisions. And I think we all kind of know that. In other words, sometimes we just act weird when it comes to our money, right, Eric?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No. Yeah. Emotions get in the way a lot.
Right. So we're going to talk about that, on how, you know, our behavior could really have a potential impact on our money decisions over time. How often do you see behavior or emotions get in the way of smart decision making?
Well, there's a couple of spots that are always an issue. One is buying a stock, because it's kind of like somebody, you know, boarding a plane. If you board a plane, you hope you know where it's going. But a lot of times when people buy a stock, they just hope it's going up, and they don't necessarily know where it's going to be going or how it's going to end or where it's going to land in the end. A lot of times they don't want to sell it because, oh, it's lost so much, I don't want to sell it yet. Or it's made so much, I don't want to sell it. And then guess what happens? The ones who made too much, all of a sudden it didn't make too much, right? Because it drops right back down, or the one that dropped a bunch drops even more. And then now you're wondering, why are you still keeping this stock? So that's one thing. And people get a lot of emotions around that. And, the other ones, I think probably the big, big one is your mortgage. So I always tell people there's financial sense and fiscal sense, or emotional sense, sorry. So fiscal sense says lots of times if you can be having money, say maybe making 5 or 6%, why would you take that money and pay off a mortgage that's at 2 or 3%, right? Because, you know, if you're making 6, you can easily pay the 2 or 3% off. But sometimes the emotional part is just, nope, we got to have this house paid off, got to have it paid off no matter what. So, it's one of those things where as long as you know that you have an issue around that or you have a thought process around that, I think it's okay, because then at least you know you have that, right? The bad part is when people don't realize that they're doing that and they get really stuck. And it can definitely hurt people financially.
So, Eric, we're going to look at some common behavioral traps that we all can fall into. And I want you to tell us about each one, if you could, please.
Yeah. So, one that's been big, big confirmation bias. If you're a Trump supporter, you see other Trump supporters. If you're Biden, you see other Biden people. It's just like when you go buy a new car, all of a sudden you see your car that you bought all over the road.
Yeah.
It's like half the people have your car somehow.
And
it's
what
like,
is that?
And it's like, no, your brain's been trained to now look for that. And, it's just like trying to find Waldo. If you didn't know you were trying to look for Waldo, you're not going to find him. But if once you see him, you can start finding him, hopefully. That's one of those things where, if somebody else, bought this stock or somebody else didn't sell this stock, I'm going to do the same thing. May not translate for your situation the same, but that's what happens, because you're going to say, this person's doing it, and then, it must be good for me. And I think the biggest problem with that is a lot of people just watching the news way too much.
Right.
where they just keep hearing all the bad stuff over and over and over. So, that's one. And then, the other one's overconfidence. Garrison Keillor, wasn't it the one who had where the town's everybody's above average and, right? And there's nobody's kids are below average, right? They're all above average, but hold it, that statistically isn't possible, right?
Right. So, yeah.
So, you know, you think you're going to do a lot better than buying this stock or buying this fund than everybody else, you know, because, well, that's just going to happen to those people, not me. And so that's one that can definitely get you and bite you in the end, because you know, you may put too much into one spot and then realize, oops, that wasn't so good.
Yep.
And then probably, I think a big one right now is the illusion of control is a very big one. Right now, it's kind of scary because, you know, the stock market and the economy have diverged to an extreme level. And, you know, especially here in Silicon Valley with high tech stuff, I mean, technology just shot up insanely amounts. And even other companies like Tesla that have shot up so much. I mean, you know, how is Tesla, you know, how is Elon Musk worth more than Jeff Bezos, who's, you know, I mean, Amazon's monstrous, does so much stuff. And, you know, Tesla just has one, you know, plant to make cars, you know, that's, and there's tons of competition coming online. So, you know, there's some stuff that definitely, you know, you think I can control that, or I can, you know, I know when things are going to change, so I'll get out of that fund, or I'll do something then. And no, you don't know when that's going to happen, right? I mean, lots of times bubbles, you don't see the bubble until it bursts and then it's too late, but you thought you had control over it. And then the last one's probably loss aversion. You know, this one, of course, March was really ugly, right, last year. I mean, that 30% drop and then the fastest recovery. Basically, the federal government just turned on the printing presses to an insane level. I mean, we don't know how we're going to get out of this, but they printed almost $4 trillion last year. After the financial crisis, they printed $1 trillion. That was it. And they did this within about 3 months. So it's super scary, you know, how much money they've printed out of nowhere. And every time they take that money back out of the economy, the market starts crashing. So, you know, that's one of those tough things. So, yeah, once you know about all this stuff, it's going to help you out a lot. But, yeah, you do need to know about this stuff. So, you know, that's one of the things we can do here at Heckman Financials. We can actually help you figure out what's in your plan, what should you be doing, you know, what makes sense for you personally, not all these other people, and make it a custom approach. And so that, what we do is we create that income plan, figure out, okay, here's the course you're on right now. Here's some things you might want to do to fix that, to make sure your money doesn't run out before you do. Look at those investments. You know, are they suitable to what you want? What's the risk level you have today? And are you okay with that risk level? Then taxes, you know, well, what should you be doing tax-wise? Because there's a lot of tax opportunity this year. Lastly, healthcare and legacy. You know, what's happening in those areas? How are you going to make sure you have healthcare? Who's going to get your stuff in the end? And that's the blueprint to worry less wealth, those five areas. And so what we do is we do a phone call with somebody, find out what their worries are. Then we'll set a time to do virtually, you know, go over your plan that you're on right now. And then give you the pointers of what should you change. And then it's up to you at that point if you want to work with us or not. So again, if that's something that sounds interesting to you, right now we're waiving the fee for radio callers. So good time to be doing it for sure. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And also, you can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And so, Eric, when you're talking and getting to know your clients, starting to learn a little bit more about them, do you think they show one of these behaviors, or do they sort of have a combination of them? What have you seen?
You know, all these behaviors kind of point to certain things, right? So one I just had recently was somebody who's some money that they, I think, inherited. And so they're using the financial advisor in New York, even though they live out here. And I was making some recommendations for some other funds that they have. And they ran it by that guy. And, you know, you could tell he was a money manager only, meaning all he does is investments and nothing else. He doesn't do full planning or anything like this, right? So he was recommending them, yeah, I talked about a way to have some of their money guaranteed. He was recommending one that was a variable annuity that goes into the stock market. And because he was saying, oh, you should look at this company. I mean, he wasn't selling it. He was just saying, you should look at this company because they have low fees. And, you know, I was like, no, that's, you know, you don't give somebody a screwdriver when they ask for a hammer. You know, I mean, that's not the same thing. And so, yeah, I had to educate them about why we're doing this. We're trying to have some money guaranteed safe, some money that's indexing with the stock markets, but doesn't lose money when the markets go down. And But what he wanted to do is he wanted to get that okay from his other person. And lots of times people will do that with just their parents, or they'll do it with their friend, you know, or they'll do it with somebody. Oh, this person's done really good investing. And then you find out really what happened was they were at some company that went IPO'd and they made a ton of money off of that. And then they've been investing that money. Well, if you took $10 and made it $1 million, that's good at investing. But if you had $2 million and all you're doing is sitting around investing the $2 million, that's not necessarily super great. So you do have to kind of walk people back sometimes from that and say, okay, what makes sense for your situation, mm-hmm. not this other person?
You want to have confidence in your plan, but you don't want to fall into that trap of overconfidence. How do you help people with that?
Well, just by testing it. We actually have a risk score that people can look at and see, okay, here's how much risk you have today, and here's how much what's the odds of your portfolio going up and down the next 6 months. And, you know, if that's the monster roller coaster and you thought you were on the baby roller coaster, well, you're about to get sick or you should get off.
Or get off.
So what we can do is you can text us, and if you text the word money to 800-454-1184, we'll send you the report on how long will your money last. It will last as long as you do. Again, that's 800-454-1184. Just text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement, because his goal is to help you solve any income gaps that you might be having in retirement. And he certainly wants to help you worry less in retirement. We're talking today about how our emotions and our behavior can kind of get in the way of making smart decisions about our retirement money. And as we're talking through this today, Eric, which do you think is harder, managing people's money or helping them manage their emotions about their money?
Probably the second one for sure. Yeah, no, I've often said, instead of having a finance degree, having psychology, counseling, probably would have been a lot better and a lot more useful almost for this profession. So yeah, there's a lot that people get. I mean, you know, literally I've had several clients that have inherited stocks, and one was from a bank, and that bank stock, really last year had done really awful, and so but they didn't want to sell it because this is where dad worked, and he always had that. Or there's been lots of times where people have inherited certain stocks and they just don't want to sell them because they're emotionally attached. Well, it's like being emotionally attached to a dollar bill. Right, it's just the dollar bill, who cares, right? So that doesn't really make sense. So but unfortunately, a lot of times people's emotions do get in the way. I mean, for sure, anything like buying a new house and stuff, because that's changing a lot of things. Or if you're retiring and losing your job is kind of the way people think about retiring lots of times, even though you're doing it voluntarily, right? But, those kind of situations, those massive life changes are definitely always going to be emotional. But some of them are things that we could probably overcome better, but a lot of times people don't. So we have to kind of help walk them through that for sure.
Let's talk about that illusion of control where, we think we can handle whatever's coming at us, any external events, things like that. Have you seen this play out with people who are trying to plan out their retirement?
Well, probably one that comes to mind is I had a guy I met with in, it must have been like the mid-90s or something. And He was in his late 70s at the time, but I just always remember the fact that, or maybe been in even the early 2000s, but he said he turned on Social Security at 62, the soonest he could get it, because, you know, with his CDs earning, 6%, 7%, 8%, why does he need the money? Right. And then guess what happened once those CDs got down to, at the time, probably, I think they're 2% to 3%. That was before they got down to the 1% range even. Right. Oh. But that's because he just had that illusion of control that rates are always going to be this high. Rates are going to be up here, and then they changed. Right. And you have no control over that. And if you've made decisions that affect your entire lifetime income, aka Social Security, to start, that's pretty brutal, because you can't go backward and fix that. I mean, it's already happened. But also, a lot of times people think about that in the stock market. You know, they'll say, "Oh yeah, no, this thing's things are gonna be going great forever, and we're just gonna keep always making 10%, and so I don't have to worry about things that much." And it's like, no, drops happen. You know, crashes happen, corrections happen, and those weren't big deals when you weren't taking the money out. But I think the other problem too is the illusion of control is people don't understand that once you have to take the money out because you need it to live on, you can't wait for the market to come back. And so that's one control they think they have, that where they, definitely don't have, because, you need to live.
Right.
You need money that month.
Exactly. But then on the other hand, you don't want to be worrying about all these things that are out of our control. So how can we keep from feeling overwhelmed by all of that?
So the only thing I've been able to develop over, almost 30 years in the business here is, I've seen all these issues play out, and really, it probably took me almost 10 years in the business before I saw all this, because obviously, you also have to go through a market correction and all those types of things to really see how things work properly. But the only way I've been able to figure out how to get all these things to work right is have three types of money. And so those three types of money are foundational money. This is stuff that can't go away, which is either something that's like a bank, an insurance company, or U.S. Treasuries. Then have some steady income money. This is stuff that pays typically somewhere around 4% to 7%, ideally a monthly, if not at least quarterly, and isn't typically tied to the stock market, so it's not going up and down daily. And then lastly, you want to have that market money. But what's happened is the 401ks really messed us up. Because the 401ks back in the early, late 80s, early 90s, when markets were going up like crazy with all the computers and the internet and everything else coming online, then what happens, those Fidelities and Vanguards of the world basically got rid of all the guaranteed options that used to be in retirement plans and said, hey, let's just do everything 100% at risk in the market. Well, guess what? In bad times, that can be really ugly. So yeah, with your 401k, you don't have much choice. But with your IRAs and your other monies that you've saved up, you have choices. You could be funding some of these foundational assets and these steady income monies. And why do you want those? Well, because when there's a bad time, you take money from the foundational assets. And if you have some steady income money, you always have cash flow coming in, so you're not having to sell stuff. And then if it's a good year, you take it from the market side. But most people's portfolios I see are almost always about 1.5% in terms of yield, meaning how much dividends and interest do they get off all that money they have saved up. Yet they're planning on taking out 4% a year. So if they're taking out 4% and they're only earning 1.5%, guess what? That means you're having to sell principal of 2.5%, sell shares, and that means whatever the market's doing is going to be a huge effect on you. Mm-hmm. And so if you have these types of monies, that's when it makes sense. And again, that's why you want to have a plan. That's what we do here at Heckman Financial. So, one of the things we're doing, this year is we're waiving our $1,500 planning fee for people who are listening to the show and saying, okay, let's just get you to have this information. So we'll have that worry less wealth talk on the phone, find out your situation. And then if it makes sense, we'll go forward and do that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we're going to look at your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plans that you have right now today, even if you don't know what they are. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's what's good and here's what's bad. Here's what you might want to fix. And then that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. So pretty easy process. Why don't you take some time and take care of yourself? give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can even request his book because Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement. That's the name of his book, Worry Less Wealth. Request that as well, and you can get that complimentary. Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, you've shared a lot with us today on how to keep our emotions out of our decisions with money, but any final tips for us?
Well, so the biggest thing I think is when you react when you have no plan, right? So anytime you're flying, what is the first thing they tell you? You know, put your mask on before you put the other person's mask on, right? And all this stuff, have your seatbelt buckled and all that stuff. So there's a reason why they tell you that over and over, because it's been beaten up in your head and you can just react and do it, right? Same thing with having a financial plan. If you have a plan, then it's really easy to fall back on that plan and say, hold it, am I actually doing the things right because of this is what the plan was? So if something goes bad, well, what was my plan? And let me look at that and see if that makes sense. But again, if you don't have that plan, geez, it's really hard to figure out, right? And so, that's one of the things that you want to be really taking advantage of is having that plan, make sure that money will last as long as you do. And so one of the things we actually have is a report that you can just text and get. It's all you do is text the word money and to see if that money will last as long as you do, and we'll send you that report. So just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Can request his book, Worry Less Wealth. He has a book that you can get. WealthCreatorRadio.com and that phone number, of course, 800-454-1184. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we still have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59. I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now? Or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, you know, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote in our on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself, because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. And at some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, you know, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, you know, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, you know, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, you know, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, you know, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue just on its own, is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, you know, so that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff. You know, hopefully you have some idea of maybe how much they own the house or not. And, you know, is there more money in the, you know, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? You know, there are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal, traditional, old school long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up. And they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really, that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife, because she's the one who ran everything, and she worked in accounting, and, you know, numbers were her gig. So it can definitely change, you know, but a lot of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live, and, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure, but, you know, I mean, you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. You know, so that's one of those tough things, is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, mm-hmm. We actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff, and with a lot of pictures, so don't worry. It's not too jargony. If you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security, so you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. So, yeah, you can do a 529 account. You know, and those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as, in this case, as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is a lot of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. And but it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road. But it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
There's a tax storm coming. Could your taxes be on the way up? If you don't plan for it, you might be in for some surprises. With a historically low tax environment, expiring tax cuts, and a new administration, taxes are bound to rise. Does your plan account for these, or is it lagging behind? Now is a great time to get your tax plan updated with help from Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial. Join Eric for an upcoming year-end tax planning webinar. Sign up now at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. You'll learn ways to help navigate tax changes, how you might be able to lock in tax savings on your IRA, how to possibly lower your tax bill, and much more. A tax storm is coming. Make sure you're ready for it. Sign up now for an upcoming informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And their strategies can help you in minimizing fees and in lowering your tax costs. Wouldn't you like to worry less? This is the time in our show where we talk about challenges and risks that exist in retirement, and you're going to give us an example of someone who's experienced one of those obstacles. So it's time for our financial fail. What do you have for us, Eric?
Well, this one's going to be more one from our last webinar that we just did, and which you can find at wealthcreatorradio.com. But so this one's more of a, you know, an example story. So, you know, not specific one person, but we call them Bill and Steve. And so Bill had $500,000 saved up, and he wanted to take out $30,000 a year for every year. he was doing that, and you know, and he retired in the 90s, and so he's taking the money and doing fine. And then at the end of that 10-year time frame, his $500,000 became $1.2 million.
Wonderful.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, his brother Steve, who was 10 years younger, same exact thing. He'd saved up to $500,000. He retires in 2000, takes out $30,000 a year. At the end of 2010, 10 years later, he's got $150,000 left. They had the same investment, which was the stock market. What was the difference? I mean, hold on, that's the same investment. So why does it work for one guy and it doesn't work for the other guy? What happens there is now, you know, it's more sequence of returns, mm-hmm. which is the fancy term, but it's more timing and, you know, when did you get that money out? What type of investment did you have? And so the real problem is a lot of people think, you know, I'll keep saving it here. But no, you need some guaranteed sources. You need some non-stock market steady income sources and the market money. If you have all three of those, it's going to work under any circumstance. And the big fail, I think, for so many people is the fact that they rely on just the stock market. And it's a great growth engine, but it's not always a great engine for taking money out in retirement. And that's really the key. I mean, that's how we help people, is really just saying, hold it. We can't have it all dependent on this one source. We need to have some options. So when it's bad years, you take it from someplace that's guaranteed. When it's in the good years, take it from the market. But also, if you have some steady income money, it's not in the market, you're going to always have cash flow coming in. So really, it's a combination of all three of those to make sure your retirement is good. I don't care about your accumulation phase. I care about how you take that money out, because that's the most critical part. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online on wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.